This is CliffCentral.com.
All right, how do you like them apples? That's very nice. It's a Friday morning. It's the day before Christmas Eve, and people are tired of 2016. It's time for new things, and it's time for all the exciting stuff to kick into gear now, for God's sake. Right, Mubs?
Yes.
I mean, enough of this messing around. All right, let me quickly tell you, for those who live, work, and play the night shift, get ready for a little company. My Night Shift, a brand new show on Touch Central, weekdays between 6 and 8 p.m., hosted by South Africa's biggest names. We have Tolas Mo, Nomsa Mombatha, Tim Modise, and each of them salute a different night in the week through a series of interesting interviews, trending topic discussions, the latest music, and so much more. That's My Night Shift, weekdays between 6 and 8 p.m., zero-rated for the MTN family. Do you like that fake radio voice I just put on?
It's a little, it nice, got a little bit creepy towards the end.
Really?
Yeah. It's
I was trying to do a Clint Eastwood, but it ended up being more Bill Cosby. Well, I don't know what you're doing for Christmas, but I've got a drink for you.
Oh, that's okay, Bill.
Are you sure?
I gave up drinking all of a sudden.
I just wanted to pop by and leave you this Santa Claus bikini.
No thanks, Bill.
Put it on. Let's have a look.
You know, Bill, there's going to be a lot of family around. You know, it's not going to
be... Can I meet your family? What about your mother? She must be by my age.
Oh, no, Bill.
No?
No.
You're no fun.
That's okay, Bill.
Could I introduce you to my friend Bill?
But I'm
Bill Clinton.
Oh, no.
Oh, he's on the phone. Go to the phones.
Hello.
How are you? Oh, it sounds like you got something in your throat.
No.
Bill Cosby still there? Are you sure?
Oh, hey, Mr. President.
How are you?
We're okay. How are you?
Oh, I'm having a horrible Christmas.
Why?
Hillary's in such a foul mood.
Well, I mean, she just lost that whole election thing.
Oh, she hates me. She was throwing things around the whole of the last 4 weeks. Hasn't gotten any better around here. She keeps saying Donald this, Donald that. I feel like I'm not even married to her anymore. I feel like she's cheating on me.
Well, I mean, would that really break your heart, Bill?
I have no idea how that feels. It must be horrible. I would never do that to someone.
Right.
Can I ask what you're wearing?
No.
My friend Bill said I could ask what you were wearing.
Mr. President, I'm going to advise that you don't keep friends like Bill Cosby around.
But we get on so well. We have so many interests in common.
Like what?
Like 80s TV shows and jokes, and we're very popular in the black community. And he also plays instruments. I play the saxophone.
Yes, of course.
You know, and he plays... He plays with people's lives. He puts pills in people's drinks.
Well, I was just going to ask you, have you ever been out with Bill Cosby? I mean, have you guys...
Oh, we went the other night. We were down in Oxford Road in Johannesburg.
Have you ever, say, had a...
Like There's a lot of ladies there that were very friendly with us.
Have you ever had, maybe, say, a whiskey or a beer with Bill Cosby?
I do not drink when that man is around.
Right.
Okay. I will not pick up a drink.
Right.
I will not put a drink down. That's one thing you've got to know about Bill. Anyway, look, you're obviously not going to tell me what you're wearing, so I don't have any fantasy to play with here. I'm just going to leave you alone for the holiday.
All
Happy
right.
holidays.
Thank you, same to you.
And to you and your family and everyone in my favorite country, South Africa.
Thank you, Bill.
And please take Hillary away from me. Get her out of the house. She will not stop throwing shit at me. It is horrible.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, Bill.
That man's taking strain. You can hear it.
Why I always have to talk to these people.
I don't want to talk to them, especially those two. Those two, the two Bills. Like I said, if you put the two Bills, Donald Gedlehligisa and Silvio Berlusconi in a room together, you have the creepiest collection of men. All women must watch out. Those guys, that has got to be the worst place for any woman to be, in a room with those five.
Mm.
Imagine that.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. Grabbing by the pussy and all kinds of stuff happening. Imagine. Hmm. Tanda Mafas. Mm. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Moza Hill.
Mm-mm.
Can you imagine?
<Mm-mm>.
All right, listen, let's talk to a man who has had an incredibly busy and interesting career. He has, among other things, and I love the fact that in this biog, it says here that you've done stuff like, not only glamorous jobs, like working for media and communications for the ANC in Johannesburg, but also stuff like being in the photocopying industry, which is tough as nails. People, they fight and kill for every square inch there. He's been in the courier services industry, which is also really, really tough business. And he's been in radio. Sipho Mashego, very nice to meet you, man. And a pleasure to have you here this morning. How are you?
Yeah, man. Thank you very much for having me. I'm excited to be here. I'm very good, thanks.
Are you still hard at work? Because you arrived here this morning looking fresh and ready to take on the day. I mean, everybody else is exhausted. How are you doing this?
I'm exhausted, I've had to work even yesterday. But it's not as hectic as it's been.
Now, did you work with Park Stau or do you work for Gauteng Provincial ANC with David Makura and company?
With Park Stau.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now, are you still employed with the ANC in Gauteng? Because obviously in Joburg, you know, now it's the DA in this coalition government. What's happened to you?
No, I basically work as a consultant, and I work with the ANC. So they work as if it's my client, and I provide a service. And I've worked with Pax and just on his campaign.
He's a cool guy, right?
He's an awesome guy. He's a humble. I mean, for the guy with his qualities and educational background and his experience, he's very, very humble.
Everybody likes him, and even the opposition parties in Joburg have a lot of respect for Park Stau. Now, I feel kind of bad that he had to lose his mayoral seat because it might not have been his fault.
Yeah.
And we don't have to get in. I don't want to put you in a position where you have to talk politics and get yourself into trouble. You're in media and communications, for God's sake.
You know?
But it does seem to me unfair that really good people, and there are so many in the Gauteng ANC, had to be punished for things that were sometimes national, things that were sometimes to do with leadership in other places. It's almost like they couldn't win. If they did a great job in Gauteng, they still would have been voted out because of things outside of Gauteng. If they did a shitty job in Gauteng, then they would have been lumped into the same category anyway.
Yeah.
It just didn't seem fair to me. And there were a lot of good things happening in Joburg under Park Stau. And there are probably going to be many more things too under Herman Mashaba. It's good for Joburg, so we mustn't complain.
Yeah.
But like this guy was, you probably got really close to him because you would deal with each other on an almost daily basis.
Yeah.
Is he upset about what happened?
Look, I mean, he was distraught. I mean, we were all there. I mean, I remember August the 3rd and the results came out and we were at the offices and, you know, we were seeing the numbers and we were like, could it be? And we were waiting for the last numbers that would come from Soweto and Orange Farm, and we were hoping that we'd win it. And of course, we were all disappointed. I mean, we were there until early hours of the morning.
Because you guys didn't expect to lose, and the DA didn't even expect to win.
No, they didn't.
Right?
You know?
And it took everybody by surprise.
It did. And then I think the worst part was on the 22nd of August when council took place and sat down for the first time.
Right.
And voting took place within council, and the EFF voted with the DA. And we lost. And, you know, it was heartbreaking. And then that other councillor, you know, who passed away.
Who died. Shame, yeah. She passed away in the session.
Yeah, yeah. So, and I was very close to her as well. And it was just horrible day. I mean, I'll never forget just how hectic this year has been for us.
No, I mean, it's been a tough year for politics in general. I mean, the whole world's, you know, there's a lot of crazy stuff going on. Brexit and Donald Trump and the changes here and everything else. But, you know, for the ANC, it's been a really hard year.
It's been a hard year. And I mean, for us in
taking
media,
a lot of knocks.
It's like, how do you advise politicians during this time? And this one says the wrong thing, and this one speaks out of policy. And, you know, so it's been tough.
I just want to go to Jordan, who's on the line here quickly, and we'll come back to Sipho in a second. Hey, Jordan, what's up? Jordan, hello. What's going on there, Lucas? Is there a problem?
I don't see any problem.
All right. Well, you know what? Just tell them all. We'll get them back once we finish talking to Sipho. I don't want to be rude. Okay. So Sipho, tell me what it's like being in communications and media for a politician. I've often wondered, Mubs, you know, because essentially you have to be a spin doctor.
Yeah.
A lot of the time. But some of the time you're like Olivia Pope.
Yeah.
And really. I mean, you're like solving problems on a major scale. And in a city like Johannesburg, the most important city in South Africa.
Yeah.
There's more that goes on here. There's more money spent. There's more money earned. people expect a lot from their local government, and local government's really the one that's closest to the people.
True.
So you have to be in touch with what they're thinking, what they're saying, what they're doing.
Yeah.
Is it harder or easier now to get a handle on that stuff because of things like social media?
No, it is. It is definitely hard. I mean, for the ANC, the challenge has been, you know, with social media coming into the space, policies around that, and people just posting whatever they want and speaking out of line. I mean, that's been very difficult. And also training politicians to be able to handle radio interviews, TV interviews, and how to write media statements to your local newspapers. Especially in Johannesburg, we want the politicians to be a lot more, you know, savvy in terms of media, and that's been a bit of a challenge. And the fact that many of them are so old as well, you know, average age about 50, and you know, so
politicians,
So we're not getting younger and younger people getting into politics to become councillors or MPs or MPLs. And so it's difficult to train the old guard in terms of handling media and understanding it for what it is. And the ANC has also seen, you know, a lot of the times the media is the enemy. I mean, I've heard you speaking about, you know, what people write. And I mean, of course,
Fake news also, and paid Twitter and all that shit.
You know what I mean? So people just go to town with these negative media statements all the time. So it's been very difficult, but it's also... you know, the most interesting time of our lives. I mean, I'm excited about, you know, the democracy that we're living in today, the choices we have today. I mean, you know, we didn't have those choices about 30 years ago. So.
And we can find different sources of information. Like, there are people who will, you know, that want to follow just a very, very small handful of people on Twitter, and that's where they get their information. Other people will go onto the internet and search for stuff. Mm. Other people will read the Star, the New Age, watch ANN7, watch ENCA. You've got so many options now that it's very hard to get a message to everybody, but it's also easy for people to find the kind of news that they want.
Absolutely.
So it confirms almost bad views in some ways.
Yeah.
And it leads you into a world where there is confirmation bias, but it can be very, very exciting because you can look for anything and you will find it on the internet.
Absolutely. And that's why we're managing the ANC's communication from Joburg. And we've set up a media center. We've built a radio studio as well. So it's really...
Tell me about the radio, Steve, because you're a radio guy. You love radio. So tell me about radio.
I've been in love with radio since I was about 7 or 8 years old. I used to listen to Motsweding FM.
Very good.
And
it's one of our best stations.
Absolutely.
Completely underrated.
Underrated. Yeah. And so I've loved radio since then. The first radio gig that I got was at Horizon Stereo.
Yeah.
And that's where I met my wife, who's outside.
I wondered who that pretty woman was outside there.
Yeah.
I thought, wow, you guys are obviously she's here to work with you, but clearly you're married.
Yeah.
Very nice looking wife you've got there. She seems smart as a button, too.
Yeah.
She's watching you intently, making sure you don't make any missteps. She's checking that you don't go in there. Is she your spin doctor?
She's my spin.
Okay. Oh, very nice.
Yeah, so...
you guys have got three kids.
We've got three kids.
Damn.
Yeah.
Busy, man.
No, we started early. My kids are all grown up now. Well, they're growing up.
So what is Parks Tau doing with his day now?
Well, he's also a president of UCLG. It's United Cities Local Governments.
Uh-huh.
So it's all your major cities around the world. So he's like the president of all the mayors in the world. So that keeps him busy, as well as being the chairperson of SALGA, which is all the South African Local Governments Association. So he's got those two big gigs, and they're keeping him busy, and he's doing a fantastic job. And there are big programs about, something similar to what he wanted to create in Joburg called the Corridors of Freedom, of bringing people closer to the city.
And he is still a councillor.
He's still a councillor. He's a leader of the ANC in Joburg City, yeah.
Well, very good, man. I mean, listen, tell Parks Tau we liked him. I'm sorry that he had to lose.
Yeah.
I hope that that they come back and that they're stronger the next time and that they can do it better, because that's all people are interested in. Nobody cares about politics anymore. They care about service delivery.
Absolutely.
And that's a sign of the, I think, the maturity of our democracy.
Yeah.
Because it's not as important to people. God knows this year has been full of it.
Yes.
To hear about sexism, racism, politics, money, bribery, corruption, all of that stuff's important, but it doesn't play as much of a role for ordinary people as service delivery.
Mm.
And I think Parks always wanted to do that. And, you know, for whatever reason, he got punished for all the other stuff, but we like him.
Yeah.
And tell him he must come here and sit with us one morning. I'd love to sit and talk to him.
Yeah, please. I'll organize, yeah.
Yeah, and well done on the good work that you guys did do in the city of Joburg. And I'm sure that you've had to get out there and put out fires in the media. You've probably also had to keep your sense of humor.
Absolutely.
Through a lot of crazy nonsense that goes on.
You know what, Gareth? I mean, I've been in politics for about 10 years now. So, you know, I've really had to develop not only a thick skin, but to be able to laugh it off and
to
be real.
That's what one thing I've always said for our president is he manages to laugh off stuff that would send the rest of us into crippling depression. he goes, you see him on TV and you think, wow, with all the shit you got going on, you manage to keep laughing. It's amazing.
He's amazing.
Well, Sipho, it's a pleasure to meet you. We'll have you in here next year and let's get talking to all the guys in the ANC, because last year I did open the doors here. I said, before the elections, come. So Julius came, Musi came, Herman came. Dalimpofu, we had, who else did we have in here, Mubs? We had pretty much everybody from the EFF and the DA.
Nobody from the ANC.
ANC didn't want to come because they had nothing to say.
Yeah, okay, then this, I'll
let's
Fox.
Fix that, because it doesn't help to keep quiet. You saw the election results.
Yeah.
Tell them
yeah.
to come and see us next time.
Absolutely, and congratulations on your big move.
Thanks, man.
You've inspired me as well
keep this going and tell me how it all works on Coffee Fee FM.
Yeah, I'm actually
where are you now?
At 1912 Radio. So we started an ANC radio platform called 1912 Radio, which is a t-shirt I'm wearing right
1912, now. 1912, the year the ANC was established.
Yeah, and it's basically a podcast radio platform just similar
Excellent.
To you guys. And
you host the shows?
Yeah, I host one show called the Freedom Square Show, and then I've got about six other presenters who are doing other shows. So,
do you manage to pull the big names?
We've been pulling in big names. I've interviewed the deputy president and all of these high-profile politicians.
Has Gwede come in to shout at you yet?
Yeah, I've had Gwede. We call him DJ Gweezy.
He doesn't really talk. He doesn't really talk to anyone. He shouts at you, and then you shout back at him, and then that's his conversation.
Yeah, but he was well-behaved.
He's great, and he's got a good mind.
Yeah,
he's a very smart man.
No, 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 no.
What was that? What was that, Greta?
No.
All right, well, listen, thanks very much, Sipho. Nice to meet you.
Absolutely, man.
All right,
thank
dude, and have a happy Christmas, you and your wife
Same
and your
to
family.
You.
I hope it goes really well.
No, it will be.
All right, dude, lovely to see you.
All right, brother.
Mubs, I know your favorite Christmas song is this one.
No.
Come on, it is, right?
No.
Stroke of my, lick of my, suck of my cock. It's the first time for you, so here's what you do. Unzip me and strip me and show me you care. Don't go ripping out my pubic hair. Reach for my, grab for my, pull at my cock. You can do it with ease, just get on your knees. Start licking and slurping, my dick will get firm. Soon you'll be tasting sperm. Do it right now and don't bite now. Drag your tongue across my meat. If you give me head, there's no need to spread. By now you should know a blowjob can't be beat. Faster now, deeper now.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good tidings we bring to you and your king. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Now bring us.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, make it so, make it so, make it so. Man, it doesn't show signs of stopping. And I brought me some tea, a grey hot. The lights are turned way down low. Make it so, make it so, make it so. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I hate going out in the storm. But if you
really.
Shut up, Wesley! All the way home, I'll be
warm. Oh, the fire is slowly dying. And my dear,
we're still goodbye, then. But
as long as you love me,
so
make it so.
Make it so. Make it so.
This is CliffCentral.com.
I can only mean one thing. Yeah, ever since I left the city, you. Huh? How does it go?
I can only mean one thing.
Yeah.
These days, all I do is wonder if you're bending over.
I've heard this 1,000 times. I still don't know the lyrics. Well, I know part of the lyrics. So I know the same part everybody else knows. Nasty for someone else. You don't need no one else. You don't need nobody else. So I've got Simpiwe in here. And by the way, coming up in a short while, Leanne Roberts. I'm going to get her in here. She is smoking hot. She's from Durban. She started out in the modeling business in 2009. And she's graced covers of magazines, both locally and internationally. She's also on the cover of, she was on the cover of South African Playboy and is currently in the country. She's played a part, Mubs, in Bollywood movies, so we're not messing around here.
Well, I mean, Bollywood is huge, man.
But before we get to Leanne, I wanted to talk to Simpiwe, who's at cliffcentral.com. She's been working with us for a while now. She's got a great blog, and I thought this would be interesting just before the holidays, because we're all excited about Christmas, we're all excited about New Year and all the rest, but Simpiwe's blog is interesting. It caters to a very particular market, and a market that doesn't really get the attention it deserves. So I thought we'd get her in here. Hey Simpiwe, how are you?
Hi Gary.
Yeah, how long's your blog been going?
I started in first year, so like 2 years now.
2 years,
yes.
And tell me who it's aimed at?
Plus size females.
There we go. See Mubs? Now, we'll all be plus-size females by the end of this week. Okay? All of us.
Yeah,
men,
possibly.
I'm going to have titties. It's going to be a big problem for me by the end of next week.
It's a possibility.
But this is something I think is very important because, you know, there are people who, no matter what their size is, they could be super thin, they could be super fat. It doesn't make a difference. They can dress beautifully or sometimes not.
Yes.
And there are tips. There are useful things that you could do. There are places that sell outfits that are really helpful in terms of making everybody look fantastic.
Yes.
And it's something that people don't often talk about.
Yes.
It's something that there isn't a place you can go to. There isn't a community of people who get together.
Not at all.
Yeah, so this is a great place to start. So how's your blog doing?
It's doing good. I haven't posted in a couple of months, but when I started out, I used to post almost every single day. And yeah, the reception of it has been really, really like beautiful. A lot of plus size females have been like, oh, thank you so much.
Yeah.
And it's also just opened up the conversation that, you know what, just because you're big doesn't mean that you can't look good.
And look sexy.
Yes. And it's just owning that and also just opening up the conversation on stop body shaming. You know, I'm tired of being like, oh, because my mother is skinny, she looks good. No, like you should stop doing that and just focus on you and look good and make yourself feel good. Because if you look good, you do good. You know? So, yeah.
Which shops kind of do not help? Because you go into some places, I would imagine you can't find certain things.
Just going to like the most popular shops out there, because I'm a teen, so I have a student budget. So your shops like Mr. Price and YDE, shops like Legit, even Edgar's sometimes.
Just not catering for you?
Not at all. And if they do say that they have a plus size market, it's for mature women. I'm 21.
Right,
so
they get floral blouses and
yes,
shit. Yes, right?
I don't want to wear that.
Hell no.
So, and It's kind of been what I've been trying to bridge the gap on some. You don't need to look 40 when you're 21.
I agree with that.
Yes. So I just tell them.
So, I mean, is this blog eventually going to, I feel like it might lead to a shop.
I'd love to own my own like plus size clothing line because I feel
amazing.
Like.
Amazing.
Yes, because I'm just one girl who's not scared of color. I break every boundary there is for what people like to classify as, oh, big girls can't wear this and big girls can't, like, no, I wear crop tops.
Do what
I
you
wear
want.
Shorts.
Do
so,
what you want.
Yeah, that's me.
And I've never seen you arrive here looking bad. So you go ahead. You're in a position where you are allowed to say what you like.
Oh, thank you so much.
If you came in here looking like a slob, I would say, oh my God, no, don't go to her blog. Where can we find your blog?
It's www.biggirls.blogspot.
You don't know your address?
It's been a while since I've actually written
something. Oh my God, get to work. Now, it's the holidays. What are you doing? We're all going to be eating like animals over the next couple of weeks. I'm going to be needing to shop in the plus-size female section from next week. So come on, get to work. All right?
Yeah.
Thank you, Simpiwe.
All right.
Very good. Simpiwe is also on cliffcentral.com. And how did you and Palesa, your first show, go the other day?
It went good, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. We got really great feedback. Yeah. And, you know, hopefully, you know, we get to do more of it.
It's on my agenda. I've got to listen to it. So I'll let you know.
You should. Taxi Conversations. Two woke girls.
All right. Two woke girls. I like that. All right. I'll speak to you just now. Go and get things cracking there at Cliff Central for me, please. Thank you very much. All right. Lucas, why don't you bring Leanne in here? I want to meet her and sit down and talk to this woman. She sounds very exciting. And Mubs, can you believe it's Friday? And it's
yes,
the end
I can.
Of the year. You can?
I can believe it's Friday. Yes. It's about time. And yes. I am very excited.
Yes.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, it's just...
What song do you want to finish the show with today? Any song in the whole world. Doesn't have to be Christmassy. Can just be selfish. This is Mabale's time.
Okay, let me go through my
list.
You
just posted the funniest tweet in the world of this guy pushing a huge switch, and the switch is going from on to off.
No, system
and Mabale
shut
says,
down.
Last day of work today, and then it's system shut down. Kitlale Bonaka 2017.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's it for me. I'm done. I'm done for the year. That's
it. All I want you to do is find me the right song.
Okay.
That's all.
No pressure here, ne?
Yeah. Then we can both relax. Lucas, where's my guest? Let's bring her in here. Let's sit her down and get to hear about her interesting life. Hey, have a seat. How are you? Here she is, Leanne Roberts. Wow, you really are good looking. Look at you.
Changed my hair color, maybe that's why.
What's been happening?
Oh, do I have to put this on?
Yeah, put on the headphones just in case.
Okay. Right. Hi.
Yeah, very good. Normally we have to show people where to put the headphones. You got it right straight away. So you're definitely not like all other models.
I'm jet lagged. I'm sorry. I only landed last night.
Where did you come in from?
Los Angeles.
Damn, that's nice. How long you been there?
2 years.
And is it going well?
It's great.
It's hard though, right? LA is a tough place.
It's not my favorite place. New York is kind of my vibe. So I'm in New York more.
New York people are way more real.
100%.
LA people are the most fake, flaky.
Fake, for
bullshitty
sure.
People you'll for find, sure. Right.
And I'm from Durban, so you know, we're not fake at all.
Well, okay, most people would recognize you from that Playboy essay cover. I mean, it's a good thing. You should be proud of that.
Thank you.
You've done movies already.
Yep.
You've been in a couple of ads. You've done a whole lot of campaigns for some famous brands that we would know about. So how do you reckon the career is going in terms of acting, because acting is tough to break into and modeling is hard too, but that's something that you naturally had from a young age. You just look good.
Well, not really, I was a tomboy, but
come on. But you've never looked terrible.
No, I don't think so.
Right? No, you got a nice smile, she's got a pretty face, she's got a great body. Yeah.
Gareth,
you're a model.
Come on.
What, I mustn't compliment you? You come in here looking like that and I mustn't compliment you? All right. So how is the acting going? Because acting can be a very, very tough curve.
Okay, so obviously I did Bollywood films and stuff. But now in LA, I've kind of like put the acting on hold because I'm doing music now. I don't know if...
You're doing everything.
I'm doing
modeling,
everything.
Acting, music. So what music are you doing?
Okay, so I...
Do I have any of your songs here? Let me see.
I produced a track, like a deep house track, which was released on the 5th of December. Very chilled.
What's it
chilled.
Called?
Sensationalize.
Okay.
And I have, so basically it was like an EP. So my second one's being released in February, which is going to be more techno because techno is my vibe.
All right.
And then next year I'm going to be DJing. So I'm going to be.
Are you going to leave anything for anyone else in the entertainment business?
I'm not sure, hey.
Because you're taking everybody's jobs here. You're being very greedy about all these things.
Maybe. And I'm doing the vocals myself. So I do the vocals, produce the track, and then I'm going to eventually be DJing my own music and doing the vocals live at some...
That sounds like a lot of work. When do you find time for all of this stuff?
I don't. That's why I'm a workaholic. I literally work. I don't go out. I'm a bit of a nerd. But yeah, things are great. I've got going back to Houston in February to produce like another like 5, uh-huh. So that can release them throughout the year. But yeah, the acting, like this is a thing. So obviously the modeling's going super well.
Right.
I was in New York now.
You're doing campaigns there especially?
Yeah, I shot a really big job now in New York like a few days ago with Mark Seliger, like wow. World, very famous photographer. Yeah. I can't mention the job, but it's like a cover shoot.
Did he want nudes?
No.
Oh, damn.
Well, maybe there was like, no, it wasn't nude. It wasn't nude.
Let me ask you about that for a second, because I hear from people who are models, and I've had girlfriends who did some of that, and the fact is there are a lot of pervy, creepy photographers out there.
Yes,
and
for
these
sure.
guys get into photography, mm-hmm. not because they care about taking beautiful pictures or because they're interested in doing great work for clients or yeah. making you look amazing. It's because they want to see you naked.
Yeah. Did you not see a thing on YouTube that like funny, it was like a funny video of like a photographer and a girl, and he was like, oh, she was like modeling in her clothes, and he was like, take your clothes off, and then she ends up getting naked. But it's like a whole big joke, yeah. and it's actually true, because
that happens.
Like I was, you know what happened to me the other day? Basically, there's this huge photographer, David Balmar.
Yeah.
I got this email, like he added me on Facebook, and he's huge, okay? So right. he's like, oh.
What would we know him from? What?
He does all the Lou covers. He does like Vogue. He's like American, jeez. But he's huge. So I was like, oh my God, this guy just like added me on Facebook, super excited. So he asked me like, he wants to cast me for his like calendar, which is a nude calendar, which is beautiful.
Great. Sure. And he's a great photographer. So you'll know it'll be done properly.
And I was like, oh my God. So he's like, send me like a video or like of you like naked and doing all these poses.
Oh Jesus.
And I was thinking about it. I was.
What kind of poses did he want?
No, it was like on the floor like this, with like your bum in the air. It was like, it was kind of like quite hectic.
Did he want gratuitous like nude, open-legged, that kind of thing?
No, but it was like the way you had to sit, but it doesn't end there. So basically, I was thinking about
what
it.
What a creep. All right.
I was thinking about it. I was like, oh, man, like I was going to do it. Luckily, like the next day on Instagram, I like, because I started following him, he put like a post saying there's this guy that's pretending to be him asking for nude videos.
Right.
And I literally was going to do it because it's like, whatever, you know.
Yeah, but also you're
it's so hectic.
Look. You're very confident, and to have done some of the work that you've done, you have to know what you can and can't do, right?
For sure.
And you have to be comfortable with your own body. And there are people who are able to do stuff like nudes
yeah.
and not be hugely self-conscious, not to be concerned about the interpretation of it, and you allow yourself to get into a situation with the right photographer where beautiful pictures will be taken, and you're going to look amazing.
Yeah.
But to cross that line, you need to have a huge amount of confidence.
Yeah, for sure. Like even because I've been doing it for so long, when you're getting ready, like at a shoot, like sometimes like I was shooting now with Mark, and I was like all these people. I literally like was changing, and then I forget that I'm like, you know,
get your titties out.
Yeah. So I was like standing. I was standing with the crew, and then I was going like this, and the next minute I like dropped my hands, and I was like having this big conversation. I was like, oh my God, like, shit, well, my boobs are hanging out.
Lucky you, because if someone like me has to be naked around people, they will start vomiting all over the set. It'll be a disgrace. Here, by the way, Mubs, do you want to hear the song? Here's the song that Leanne's been working on, just for the first time on radio. So you're coming back home for the holidays, obviously. You're going to spend some time with the family?
Yeah, so I have a job on the 10th of January. I'm doing another cover shoot in Cape Town.
For? Can we find out?
I'll tell you, Maxim. I'm going to be the first model to do it twice. So I'm shooting that.
Good
That's the reason
stuff.
Why I came home.
Right.
But then obviously I came to see my mom. Yeah. And then, yeah, I've got a few meetings.
Are they all in Durban?
Yeah.
Okay, nice. Are they proud of all the things that you've done and the fact that you've been away for such a long time and you're getting these famous photographers and you're doing your acting and your music career and everything else? They must be happy.
Yeah, she's very... even last night we were chatting about, like, I was like, oh, all my friends are having kids, and she's like... Like, no, because obviously I'm on the pull. She's like, no, Leanne, stay on the pull. Just stay on the pull. Like, she doesn't want
damn
me to
straight.
Have... I think she wants me to pursue my
career.
Have you...
You know what the quickest route to being a top-level actor is? Is to find a top level actor and end up in a relationship
with
them.
I'm trying, Gareth. I'm trying.
So who are we trying with?
But in LA, I've been to, like, I go to the...
You got
to
hang out at the Four Seasons.
No, and Leo's house, and I go to Robin Thicke's house, and all.
Robin Thicke is such a creepy pervert. He would easily be on the. He would be outside the front door with binoculars. You just need to stand there.
Well, Brad Pitt is officially available.
He's available. He spent Thanksgiving all on his own. Did you hear about that?
No, I didn't.
Have you
not seen his? He looks like a plastic doll. He's got so much like Botox. He looks freaky.
Listen, stop it, Leanne. You're not there to be picky now.
Okay, fine. Anyway, the
moral Brad Pitt's available. Get out there.
But all the guys that I have met, like Colin Farrell, they're all loners. They're depressed. They're sad. They don't have friends.
You don't need that.
So like I'm kind of like I was training with Spider-Man, Tobey Maguire the other day.
You were training with him.
Yeah.
In the same gym.
Yeah. Well, he trains with my trainer, so he was there. But we were just like laughing at him because he's literally about this high. He's like shorter than me.
5 foot. What is he?
He is like shorter than me, and I'm short. Okay. So. And he's like meant to be Spider-Man, so he's like doing his gym, but he's like looks like he's like dancing on his tippy toes, and we like just laughing at him. We're like, that's meant to be Spider-Man.
What is he? He's a bit of a pussy. What do you say?
Yes. Are you kidding? And I'm like, no, I can't.
Who else have you met that's famous in LA? Because people they're all over the place.
Everyone. Like
over a trash can and some famous actor pops out.
I've done all the parties and stuff, but honestly. There's not one. Maybe Adam Levine, but he's obviously taken. But he's also a little bit of a...
By a nice Namibian girl.
Yeah.
But what's her name again? Bahati Prinsloo.
Yeah.
That's the one.
It's a great name.
I don't know. I'm trying, hey? What was that other guy, that funny actor? Like, I kind of...
But you must have been... Like, come on. A good-looking girl like you in Hollywood. You're confident. You're fun. You're bubbly. You've got a South African fear-nothing personality. I would imagine for a lot of guys, whether they're models or actors or musicians, they would find that very attractive.
They do, but the thing is, girls, I'm a very intelligent girl. Like, I can't settle for...
Oh, come on.
You know, I want to be the famous person. I want to be successful, and then...
First, bang your way to the top. Come on. I would. If I looked like you... Jesus. What are you kidding?
Trust me, people in LA, especially all the guest stuff.
Yeah.
With Paul Marciano, all those girls are doing naughty things. It's it's actually really bad. Yeah.
So where do you live in LA?
I live in Venice Beach.
Yeah. What kind of accommodation we got there? Nice enough place?
Nice.
Because it's tough. I mean, again, things are expensive.
Yeah, I live in a nice house on the beach. I live with another Durban girl. I was living in Santa Monica on my own, but then I was paying so much rent and I'm never there. I'm traveling. Yeah. I'm in New York and
Venice
stuff.
Venice Beach is cool.
Very nice. A lot of crazy people.
Yes.
Very interesting.
Mad homeless
A lot
people.
Of drug addicts.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
It's quite the things I see there.
Stoners. Plenty, right? Plenty of stoners.
Meth heads.
Sounds very salubrious. Your mom's going to be thrilled that you're back home in Durban and away from all these creepy people.
Oh, I love it.
All right. So no sexual relations? Come on, there must have been a couple of people.
Yeah, of course, right. but nothing serious. You know, I'm want to focus on my career. But you know, if I want to have like,
has Bill Cosby come a knocking?
No. But I do. I tend to find myself with more than New York guys.
Yeah,
and they're all very rich, which is a good thing. But
yes.
But the thing is, I need to like them, but most of them are douchebags. I don't know. I honestly, I don't think I like them. I don't think I'm into Americans. I don't know.
That's a terrible racist generalization. If you could be, you know, so blanket about Americans, please don't.
Okay.
We love Americans.
Okay.
You could end up having a great career there. Then you're going to have to learn an American accent.
Well, I'm applying for my green card.
How's your American accent? Go on.
Coffee.
No.
Coffee.
No. Okay. Still too Durban. It's too Durban. You got to work on that.
Okay.
Look at how Charlize Theron went from Brakpan and Springs and Panoni. And then she started talking like this.
I know.
Yeah, you got to get that right.
Well, I can't. Bharti and Candace still kind of speak a little bit South African when I hear the interviews.
Those two cleaning up. They've got great work, huh?
Yeah, I need to find Adam Levine. Shit, man,
that's why I'm saying to you.
I'm gonna do it. Like I have a few, but I always get what's that actor that does all the funny movies with the curly hair?
Adam Sandler.
No. He's in like.
Zach Galifianakis?
No, he's like a chubby.
Yeah, Zach Galifianakis.
He's all those funny movies, man.
Will Ferrell?
He smokes a lot of weed, right?
Yes. Seth Rogen.
What's the other one? Seth Rogen and?
James Franco.
No.
Come on, somebody help us.
What movie was he in recently?
He was in Bad. He was in... That movie now where he was like shooting. And it's like
Seth Rogen? I'm stuck.
Seth Rogen, he looks a little bit Seth Rogen, but he's like more chubbier.
Oh my God.
Oh, goodness.
Anyway.
Eric knows.
So I met this guy. And
Eric's just run up to the microphone like
I think his name is Jonah something.
Jonah Hill.
Jonah Hill.
Okay, so.
He's revolting looking.
Look here. So I met him at Leo's birthday and I was
You
like,
went to Leo's birthday?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I went to his birthday dinner.
Stop everything. You were at Leo DiCaprio's birthday.
Yes, and I was at his personal birthday dinner. But he's a bit of a loner.
How many people?
Well, he only had like Toby Maguire and a few friends, and then he had a few.
Is this your in? Because you know Toby from training?
No, it's because basically they have promoters. They bring models to hang around.
That's just, so cool. I want to be that guy. I want to have people just arrange models to come to my parties that I didn't even know how they arranged.
But it's actually sad.
Girls look like you, Pitcher. No, it's not sad. How dare you? This is the dream.
But at his birthday, think about this, 90%, like, okay, so he had a birthday dinner, which I went to, then he had a birthday party at Soho.
Yes.
Adam Levine and a few people, but the thing is, 90% of the people that are there are just being brought there.
Yes.
Like, rent a crowd.
What's wrong with that?
That is sad. Like, how many, they don't have real friends.
Mabali, there's nothing wrong with that.
Well,
wouldn't you love a party
on,
where
sad,
just
right?
gorgeous people get brought in trucks? Are you kidding? They just deliver them like sand? Just hot people pour out of trucks. Are you kidding?
Well, yeah. I mean, look, you keep saying that Leo is a loner. So, you know, loners don't need friends all the time necessarily.
Well, maybe, like, you know, being famous like that, you can't really.
Did you have a conversation with him?
I was I was dancing, okay? So yeah. I was like, woohoo, I was a little drunk.
What were you wearing? Describe the outfit here. I want to know what's going on.
Like, I was very feminine, I think. I can't remember now. But
it's a little sexy dress.
Maybe. Okay. Yeah, probably. We were dancing.
Some nice...
He comes up behind me.
Some nice little high heel shoes.
Yeah,
I like this. Your hair was... what was it?
I was brunette then. I wasn't brunette, blonde. Okay. See, maybe if I was blonde, I would have...
Yeah, you should have been blonde. Blonde just gets more attention. It doesn't always get you through the second or third door, but you know, blonde generally gets.
Yeah.
Okay, so go back to the story.
So I was like dancing. So he was like standing right behind me now. Okay, right. So now I'm like I'm a little shit stirrer.
Right.
So I'm like dancing. So I'm wiggling my bum like on his bum, you know. So he's like, so he turns around and he goes. You got some good dance moves. And he's like, says in this weird, with his big beard, and he's a chubby face. And I was like,
is this Jonah Hill now?
No,
or
this
Leo?
Is Leo. This is when he grew that beard and he was all roughy.
It was just after Wolf of Wall Street.
And the way he like said it, like, you got some good. And I was like,
and you're like, what a creep.
I was like, ew. Really? Get away from me.
Really?
You see, I think, you know what?
But he's Leo DiCaprio.
I know, but you know what it's going to be? I'm just going to be another girl that he sleeps with.
So?
And that's it.
So you could get a great acting role out of it, and so you don't care. It's not like it's going to change your life, and you're going to feel like a terrible slut afterwards.
Gareth,
have some fun.
My thing is, so I'm going to become this DJ, producer, and then with that, I'm going to book movie roles, kind of like Ruby Rose did. That's how I see myself. I'm a very bright, intelligent
Jonah
woman.
Hill, what did he say to you?
Oh, we had the biggest conversation on the dance floor. He was amazing. And I was like, I was so drunk. So I'm like, you know, you're not a Leonardo DiCaprio, but I said, your acting is amazing. So I said to him, so you know what I say? I said, but you know that movie Neighbors? Yeah. It was shit. He goes, that wasn't me. That was Seth Rogen. And then he walked off. I spoke to him for 30 minutes. He walked off.
Was he offended?
He was offended for sure. Oh. He like walked off and I thought, shit, man, I could have got his number.
But apparently that actually happens to him a lot. Like, we couldn't even remember his name now.
Yeah.
and he gets confused for Seth Rogen. He's way more successful.
Yeah.
It must bother him.
Yeah. So I blew that because he's actually kind of, even though he's on the chubby side, he's actually kind of, he's very much the same as his movies, and he actually liked him. I could have like gone on.
Listen,
a date.
It sounds to me like you're having the time of your life.
I am. That's why I want to be. That's why I'm glad to be single, because it's so much fun.
This is awesome. Yes, don't you dare get into a relationship. Actually, just notch up a couple of these A-listers, and you know, you might get some clues to how the industry works.
I will do.
That's all. Go make us proud.
100%.
You've done well enough already, but keep working at it.
Okay.
It sounds like you're having the time of your life.
I am.
And next time you have one of these parties where they deliver busloads of models, just phone me. I'll fly across.
Okay, cool. I'll bring you over.
Mubs, there are three ingredients to a good party. Only three. Mm-hmm. Number one is good music.
Okay.
Number two is lots of alcohol. And number three is beautiful people. Those three things are there. Yeah. Everybody has a good time. If one of them is missing, you need to up the alcohol.
Look, I can't argue with your reasoning.
No, it's a real thing. You've got a lot of hot friends in LA?
Yeah.
No, nice. But they, as you said, they fake people, right?
Yeah, that's the thing. That's why I kind of are friends more.
They're not really friends. They don't care. If you got sick, none of them would pitch
up with exactly. Yeah. So all my friends are kind of like surfer dudes, surfer girls, like chilled. South Africans, actually. Loads of South Africans.
You know Jen Morton?
I used to live with her.
Really? What happened? You two had a fallout?
No. Go on.
There's a story here. Tell me.
How do you know?
I just know her. Go on.
Do you think she's going to be listening to this?
She might.
So what if
but
she
tell
is?
But tell me what happened. No, don't look at me like that. You're horrified. I just want to know.
No, nothing happened. She's just very...
Yeah, go on.
Very, different, difficult person.
Okay, well, so it didn't work out. You couldn't stay together.
I stayed with her for 2 years, but everyone in Cape Town said to me they couldn't believe I lived with her for that long because
I know her sort of peripherally. She seems to me to be a sweet girl. She's called once or twice. We've spoken to her about what she's up to now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sounds like she's also on the up and up.
Yeah,
her career's going places too.
Yeah,
right. All right.
I'm not going to say anything.
No, clearly you two are not friends anymore.
No, I am friends with her. I am. But I know what she's doing. I live with her, but I'm not going to, I can't go air it out because it's not my part.
Is there some controversy here?
Yeah. Put it this way. People that, I always realize that people that travel abroad that people in South Africa look up to and they're think they're doing so well and stuff. Yeah. But a lot of the times people are struggling and they're not doing as... Well,
forget about going over there. Even over here, people pretend that their lives are better
Exactly. Although I won't lie and I think my life's great right now. I'm doing well and
You got money over there?
I've got loads.
Good for you. How did you do that? Teach us how. Mubs? Model parties, lots of money. She looks down at Leo DiCaprio at a party and chases him away. This is a good life.
I know, even Imrata, Emily, that Imrata chick?
No.
Emily Rod...
Have you bumped into the Kardashians?
I met Khloe. I was casted for her Jean company.
Did she try to eat you?
No, she was actually really sweet. But I didn't get the job because obviously her jeans are for big ass chicks.
Your ass is not big enough.
I don't think so. I never got the job. Sorry, probably not.
And the body's still looking good. You do a lot of training. You're obviously working hard.
Yep. Yeah. I went cold turkey for a bit. Is it called cold turkey? I think it's the wrong word. But I was on holiday for a while.
So and you stopped training?
I stopped, but now
Did
I'm back.
Did you get fat?
Not fat, but fat for modeling world. Everyone's like, yeah, no. But now I'm back in training.
And how long are you here for?
I leave on the 24th of Jan.
Nice. Well, have a good break and enjoy the time with family. And good luck for that Maxim shoot.
Thanks. Thanks, Gareth.
And please stay away from Jonah Hill because he's clearly substandard. But try again with Leo.
Okay.
Just tell him to clean himself up. Get rid of the beard.
I'll try.
Wash.
Yeah. I was actually invited with...
Maybe you should wash off the other supermodels' smells and the... Yeah.
I was invited to go away with him,
to
Tanzania last year. No, but it was actually a time I was in South Africa last year, because they were like, "Oh, come." But the thing is, I don't want to be the girl hanging around. I want to be the
person. Stop it.
Okay. Fine.
Come on. Don't you realize where you are? This is a great story. Imagine the story you can come and tell me next year if you do go away with him for a weekend.
Okay, cool.
Just think of... Don't be so selfish. Think of me.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
We all want to live vicariously through you.
Okay.
So come back next time with more stories.
I'll come back with the best.
You've got good stories today. I'm not judging. It's good stories. But next time, a little more.
Okay, cool.
And don't do anything you don't want to do, but have fun.
Always. Have fun is my middle name. I'm sure you know me by now.
All right, gorgeous. Nice to see you.
You too, Gareth. Thank you so much.
Have a good time in Durbs.
Thanks.
And I hope that you get to make a whole lot of girls very jealous and nasty on the beach when you walk around in your bikini.
Oh, I'm not that mean.
Do it anyway.
Okay, I'll do it for you.
Flaunt it. Just flaunt it.
Okay.
Make them miserable. All right, listen, everybody, thank you very much. We're on holiday from today. We will be back on the 9th of January on cliffcentral.com only. And big thank you to everybody for making this year as great as it was. Most especially anybody who's been listening to us, anyone who's downloaded the podcast, anyone who's part of this family. We love, love, love you. Have a great holiday. If you celebrate Christmas, if you celebrate any other holidays around this time, New Year and all the rest of it, we will catch you in January. Be good.
This is CliffCentral.com.